We're learning Gittin, and the Mishnah has in Takana the Rabbanah that when the Shliach Lahilacha brings a get from Chutz Laretz, he has to say, Lefana Nechta, Vavana Nechta. And this is it's a Kiyum Shtaris, and Kiyum Shtaris normally has to be done in the presence of the Bezdam Shloisha. So that's why one opinion in the Gemara is Bifnei Kama Nosnala Bifnei Shloisha. What does the other opinion hold? The Gemara shows that it's Rabbi Yechon, there's one that says Bifnei Shnayim. What is he hold? That here it's sufficient with the Beznam Shnayim. Like there's an opinion by Pruzbo, and there's an opinion by, we pass him by Miyun, that Miyun is Bifnei Shnayim. Gemara says no. He also agrees that it's Bifnei Shloisha. But he holds, since the whole need for Kim Shtaris is only Bid the Rabbanon, Eid Nasa Dayan. So even though the aid is the Shliach Lailacha is serving as an aid, he's testifying. He's the one who's giving the aid, is Bifan Anechtam. He can turn around later and serve as a diet. The Pasha Pshat Nigmar is that he's Mekabel his own aidus. That's a simple Pshat. He says in the presence of two people and his own presence, he serves it simultaneously as an aid and as a diet. That's the simple Pshat in Agimar. The Shittim Kubetz is there in Subas and Daf Chafalev has a Machloikis, have we showed him how to read the Gemara there? Some Rishonim say that with the Rabbanon, Eid Nasa Dayan doesn't mean simultaneously he serves as an aid as a Dayan. No, after serving as an aid in the presence of the Bezna 3, he can turn around later and serve as a Dayan. But the Pashup Shat in our Gemara is like the other Rishonim, that simultaneously he's serving as an aid as a Dayan. He's Mekabel his own aidus. As he's saying, he's the third one to be Mekabel aidus. In the event that the Shlech Lailacha will be a woman, will be a Karev, then Rabbi Yechon will also agree to Rabbi Chanina that it'll have to be Bifnei Shloisha. He also agrees that it's Bifnei Shloisha. It just holds under normal circumstances. If he's not a woman, Shlech Lailach is a man, and he's not related, and he's a kosher to serve as a Dayan. So we would say, like we say in Ksubis and Kiyum Shtaris, that Eid Nasa Dayan Bidir Rabban. So the Gemara says, regarding this Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, whether Bifnei Shnayim or Bifnei Shloisha, there's a Beferish Ebraise, Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yechon, a Beferish Ebraise that says like Rabbi Yechonon, and that's why we pass like Rabbi Yechon. And maybe get from Dina Sayam, the son of Love, Alam, Alam, Befan, and Fan, and Echtav. So you have to do it over again. So what should you do? Kate said, Yase, Iklena Hemen of Yase, then all Bifnei Shnayim. So it says black and white, Bifnei Shnayim. It says Beferish Bifnei Shnayim. It doesn't say the Hezber that the Gemara gave. You could give the previous Hezber that it's only because of Lishma and it's not because of Kiyum Shtaris. But that the Gemara didn't want to say like that. They rejected that. Rabbi Yisrael Durab, everybody holds Kiyum Shtaris. Kiyum Shtaris needs a Bezen. It's just Bifnei Shnayim. And he could have said Bifnei Shnayim because a Bezen of Shnayim is sufficient. No, they're learning Pshat like the Gemara explained. And the Sefta and the Braisa doesn't give any explanation. The Gemara explained it. It's based on Eid Nasa Dayan Bedinim de Rabban. So what does the Braisa have here? Machlekes Ramea Nechachamim. Maybe get Bedinim Sayam. So the Mishnah requires that he should say Befananechta. It's only Mid the Rabbanah. And what if he gave the get and he didn't say, he just said, I'm the Shliach Lahilacha? He ascertained somehow, that's another story. How does he ascertain that he's the Shliach Lahilacha? So that we discussed the Rosh and the Raivet. How does he prove that he's the Shliach Lahilacha? But after proving he's the Shliach Lahilacha, then he just says, Harei Zegitech. And your husband sent me, and you are both tihayim megureshes v'harem materas l'chol adam. So min haTorah it's good enough. Mid the Rabbanon he didn't say b'fanan echtav. So what will be the consequences of such a situation? If min haTorah the get is good, and mid the Rabbanon it's no good. How bad is it mid the Rabbanon? So the Gemara quotes this brayse. It's a machlekes Ramea nachachamim. Ramea holds yotzi v'havlad mamzer. Divrei Ramea v'chachamim ein havlad mamzer. So what exactly is the machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachamim? And the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can that be? For Reb Meir, a few lines later, for Reb Meir, Shum Deloyama b'fanenechta b'fanenechtam yotzi b'avlad mamzer. How can it be that avlad is mamzer? The Gemara says, yeah, what he's so excited about. Reb Meir l'taymei goes l'shitos d'amar Rabam Nunet. May do the Oyma Hirab Meir, call the Mashan Vesh Tavacham begit yotzi b'avlad mamzer. Why was the Gemara so excited? How can it be? What's so bad? It's a mamzer, mid the Rabbanon. Why do they think that it's impossible? So the Gemara, it says on the side in the margin in Masoras HaShas, this braisa where the Machlekes Ramea Nechachamim appears is quoted in Bav Metzian Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara there says it's Rav Meir l'shitasa in another case, and the Chachamim l'shitasa in another case. Totally different case. The other case is the following. There is a din in Chumash that only Kohanim are permitted to eat Truma. Included in Truma is Truma Gedoyla, Chale, Bikurim, and Maisim and Amaisim. When you give Maisim Rishon to the Levim, so the Levim are supposed to be Mafrish Trumas Maiser, that's Maisim and Amaiser, and they're supposed to give that Trumas Maiser to the Kohanim. So all four have exactly the same din. Let's say Pidyon HaBen money. When you give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen, he can do whatever he wants with it. I can give him 5 shkolim worth of cookies, and he can give it to Azarti. It doesn't become Kodesh. Truma Gedoyla, Maisim and Amaiser, and Chala, and Bikurim, all have the same din of Truma. Then it's also Lazar. What's the oinesh ha-sirius avera is it if a zar eats truma? So the pasuk says that a zar shochal truma b'mezid is chayv misa b'dei shamayim. What does misa b'dei shamayim mean? So the Gemara says the last daf in Maikot that misa b'dei shamayim means in principle that the person will die before the age of 50. By the age of 50. The Gemara says that misa b'dei shamayim means he'll die by the age of 60. And Chorus means they'll die by the age of 50. The Bavli assumes that Chorus is Machama than Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Abna Milun quotes a Yushalmi that somehow Misa B'dei Shamayim is Machama than Chorus, but Argimar, the Bavli says not so. The Bavli says that Misa B'dei Shamayim, the person will die by the age of 60, and Chorus will die by the age of 50. That's why the Gemara has that there were some Amaraim who would throw a party when they reached the age of 60 that they weren't punished with Chorus. See that they didn't throw a party every year on their birthday, only on special birthdays, at the age of 50, the age of 60, the age of 70. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Chavis Yoreh that you say Sheikh Yonah. Say Sheikh Yonah because the halacha says that that's Meshon Hasein Behem Shivim Shana, that's a din. That a normal person lives to the age of 70, and the halacha says that if a person is already 13 years old, or a girl is 12 years old, they don't have shtei saris, so they still have the status of a katan. So they remain a katan until higil l'rosh nosef, till they reach the halfway point, till they pass the halfway point in their lives. Halfway point al pi din is 35. A little after 35, because the Gemara says, Meshon Hasein Bahem Shim Shana, Zadin. So the Prima Gadim quotes the Chavis Yoyer that Suda Sayin Shana. When a person reaches the age of 70, so that's a Sudas Mitzvah, and you say Sheikh Yom. But in Gemara, it doesn't say like that. Gemara talks about 50 and 60, that they were excited when they reached the age of 50, that they passed the stage of Misa B'Kares, and when they reached the age of 60, they passed the stage of Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Taisus points out, we see a lot of Mechalei Shabbos who live to a ripe old age. How can it be? So Taisa said, they must have sklusim, whatever, their own sklusim, they give tzedakah, sklusavis, whatever, there are all kinds of calculations mixed in. But that's the Gemara's definition of Koris and Misa B'dei Shamayim. What's the din if a zar sha'achal truma b'shoigeg? So there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim. The punishment of Misa B'dei Shamayim, like the punishment of Koris, is only if the person violates the aver b'mezid. What if a person violates an Isa Koris b'shoigeg? Person does an avera which, if he would have done it b'mezid, he would have been chayv kares, and now he does the avera b'shoigeg. So the Gemara says that that's usually the rule to determine who's chayv a korban chatos. It says in Chumash that if one does an avera b'shoigeg, he has to bring a chatos. So what do you mean? By mistake he cheated in business, by mistake he cheated on an exam in college, by mistake he ate some non kosher food. So the Gemara says, by mistake he spoke loshen hara. So the Gemara says, no. The non-kosher food, there are different kinds of non-kosher food. If it's chayla v'dam with his koris, if he ate it b'shoigeg, he has to bring a korban chatos. If it's nevelu treifa and he ate it b'shoigeg, a behemet tmei, a chazon, he ate it b'shoigeg, so there's no chatos. There's only chatos on a dovish who's done a kosher, he goes to chatos. So the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos on the fine base that chomesh is to misa b'dei shamayim, what chatos is to koris. Just like by Koris, if the person would have violated the Aver B'Mezid, it would have been an einish of korei. So if he violates davera bim bishogeg, he has to bring a korban chatas under certain conditions. Not always has to be a lav sheyesh b'maisa, ein b'maisa, you're not chayv chatas. But basically, that's the klal. Kol shezdona koreis v'shigos achatos. So the Gemara says, the zar she'achal truma b'shegig has to pay keren v'chomesh. Why does he have to pay chomesh? So the Gemara says that that's a kapara. Just like the chatos is a kapara for the aveira, so too chomesh is a kapara for the aveira. She'yesh bo misa b'dei shamay. So that's a mishnem bo mitziyah. Hamisha chum shim hei. That's Anun Heim Ebeis in Bob Metzir. There are five people who have to be Moisiv Choymish. The Elu Heim. Azar Shochal Truma B'Shoigeg. Azar Shochal Bikurim B'Shoigeg. Azar Shochal Chala B'Shoigeg. All the same. Or Azar Shochal Trumas Meiser B'Shoigeg. Trumas Meiser is also Dina Kitruma. What about Azar Shochal Trumas Meiser Shel Demai? Demai is only Mid the Rabbanah. The Mai is if you buy from an Amoris, the Gemara says towards the end of the period of the Baisheni, the Chacham looked around and they saw that there are a lot of Ami Ha'aretz who were selling, they were farmers and they were selling pears that grew. And they were telling the customers that everything is Gemaiset. They didn't have the institution of Hechsherim yet at that time. So a person was Eidech Nem Bisur, each person is Nemah. So these people would say falsely that everything is gemaiset, everything is kosher, there's no problem of tevel. So Rovam Heor, it's Masmehem. Most of them were honest, they had integrity, they're not going to tell a lie to the others, not going to be machshel the others, but there was a miut of them who were not so medaktik and afroshes from the maises, and they would sell tevel to the customers and deceive them and lie to them and tell them that it's all gemaiset and they can eat everything. So the Chachamim saw that there was such a miut of Am Haaretz and not Masrin, so they made a takana that you never allowed to trust Am Haaretz. Despite the fact that it's Eidech Adem Bisurim, he's telling me that everything is kosher. Despite the fact that you have Rov Am Haaretz Masrin, hey, the Rov is, even if he doesn't tell you anything, the Rov is that everything is kosher, it's all Gemaiset. So the Rabbanon, they made a takana that whenever you buy any food from the Am Haaretz, you have to be mafresh. Not when you buy fish or meat. When you buy fruits or vegetables that grow from the ground, so you have to, unless it's packaged and has hashgach on the label, different story. But if he's selling what grew on his farm, and he's telling us that he was mafresh maisers, so we should be machmed to be mafresh all over again. But men ha-Torah, we assume that it really is gemaiser. So that's why you have a whole maseches demai, and you have a lot of kulis in demai. Because the whole din of demai is only with the rabban. Mishnah says one of the dinim of demai is that you don't recite a bracha when you mafresh the maisus on demai. Because it's only a safek, and it's not even a safek. It's really the roiv is that they were mafresh. It's only a chumer midirabon. So the shaila is if a zar will eat trumas maisus shel demai. Why is Mishnah talking about trumas maisus shel demai? Why aren't they talking about zar shachal trumas shel demai? Why do they have to joke to go to Trumas Maisa? Trumas Maisa, that's the Levi is Mafresh Maisa Mana Maisa, and gives it to the Kayan, so that has the same status as Truma. The answer is because the Mishnais tell us in Demai that the Ami Haaretz, even as bad as they were, that they didn't, they were not careful about how precious Maisa is, but Truma they were afraid to start up with. They wouldn't mess around with the Truma, because that they know that if a Zar eats Truma, it's Misha B'dei Shamayim. So they understood that if you're not going to be mafresh truma gedoyla from the tevel, then there's going to be misa b'dei shamayim. There's going to be a punishment feeding the tevel. But maisa rishon is mutal lezarim. There's no avera to eat maisa rishon. The only thing is that it's gezel halavim. You have to give it to the levim. Why do you have to feed the levim? Because the levim are sitting and learning in the kailo. Yoram mishpatech liyankav v'sharas chesah. I should support the kailo. I'm not mechuyav. Let them work for a living. I don't want to support the kailo. The Kohanim, that's in the Beis Hamikdash, the big Karbana, that's a different story. So they're not going to mess up, not going to mess around with the Rebbe Shalom, with the Kohanim, that's Koros. That's Misa B'dei Shemaim. Zar Shachal Truma is Misa B'dei Shemaim. But a Zar Shachal Maisa Rishon is Mutta. Mutta to eat Maisa Rishon. The other thing is Gezel Halavim. Gezel Halavim, because they're supposed to be sitting and learning. We should support them, they should sit and learn. So they weren't interested in supporting the Levim. The din is that it's not right. That from the Maisa Rishon you have to take out Maisa Mena Maisa. So the Maisa Manah Maisa is Mamish Dino Kitruma Gedolah. So even according to their Shita, that there's only Misa V'dei Shamayim, if there's only an Avera, there's only an Avera Chamura, if you eat Tevel HaTovel, the Truma Gedolah, so because if you eat Truma Gedolah, there's a Nainish of Misa V'dei Shamayim. So even Lefishi Tosam, it's wrong. Because if you didn't take out the Maisa Rishon yet, so the Maisa Rishon has within it the Maisa Manah Maisa. What's Taka, their Shita, is there any validity to their Shita? That the seriousness of the Avera of eating Tevel is because Truma Psichabei, because the Truma is mixed in. I'm not allowed to eat Truma. So that's why if I eat Tevel, it's considered as if I eat Truma. Let's say I have Tevel and I took out the Truma Gedoyla, the Maisa Rishon, and I didn't take out the Maisa Oni. It's the third year or the sixth year. I didn't take out Maisa Oni. So if somebody eats Maisa Oni, he's only Oivran Gzela. It's Mutal Lazarim, it's Mutal Ashirim. It's only Gzela. But what if he's going to eat Tevel HaTovel HaMaisa Rani? Will he be Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim Anan? So that's two opinions in Tosfos and Yevamos. That's a Shaila. The Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes such a Chiddush, and the Ravid says that. The Ravid writes, that's interesting. Not bad. It could be. Usually the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. And over here he says, that's an interesting point. That there shouldn't be any Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the one who eats the Tevel HaTovel HaMaisa Oni. So the some Rishonim accept the Amehoritz is Svar, that the Svar is not so bad. That the Gemara has such a lotion. The Gemara says that the prohibition of eating Tevel is based on the assumption that Truma Psichabe, that Truma is mixed in, Truma is blended in, Truma Psichabe. So Gemara need them in the first pair. So half of the Rishonim hold like that. Many Rishonim hold like that. That the Amehoritz are really right, except that they made a mistake. They jumped too quickly to a conclusion. They thought that even if you have Tevel that you took out the Truma Gedolah, but you didn't take out the Maisa Rishon, so since Maisa Rishon is Muta Lazarim, so they can't be, it's only Dinim Ominous, and there's no Israel eating the Tevel. So that's a mistake, because true that Maisa Rishon is Muta Lazarim, but the Maisa Mena Maisa is also Lazarim. That has Misa B'dei Shamayim on it. So if you eat that Tevel, it'll also be Misa B'dei Shamayim. But the Rambam, in one opinion, it tells us hold that if you eat Tevel HaTovel or Maiser Oni, it's an Iser, but there won't be any Misa B'dei Shamayim. Okay, whatever. That's a question. How wrong were the Amehoritz? Maybe there is a Miktas Emes to their Shita. Democracy, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Yeah. So the Amehoritz had their own opinion. They knew Chumash, they knew a lot. So the Gemara raises the question over here. The Mishnah says, so there is no such thing as Truma Sheldamai. Because when you buy from an Amoritz, you don't even have to worry about the Miot Amehoritz who are not Mafish Truma. No, they're all Mafish Truma. They're not going to mess around with the Truma. There was a Miot, the Rav Amoritz were Mafish everything from A to Z. And the Miut were not Mafrish more than Truma. Truma, they were all Mafrish. They weren't Mafrish Maiserish. So the Mishnah only talks about Truma's Maiser Sheldamai. And the Mishnah says that you have to be, if a Zar Shachal, Truma's Maiser Sheldamai, has to give Kerem Chemish. So the Gemara considers that problematic. Omar Rove, Kasha Leila Rabloza. Rav Loza, interesting, Rav lived in Bavel. Rav Loza was a student of Rav Yechon, lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav says, I heard in the name of Rav Loza, he never saw Rav Loza, he heard the name of Rav Loza, that students who would travel from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Came out to Rav Dimi, they had different Amoraim, would come from Eretz Yisrael and tell him over. So he says over, Rav Loza had a kasha, Chumas Maisa Shal Demai. Zar Shachal Chumas Maisa Shal Demai has to be Maisa Chaymesh. So he says it doesn't make sense. Is there such a thing? Does it make sense that a zar she'ochal trumas ma'aser shel demai has to be ma'aser chaymesh? Why? But it's only by the rabbanon. That's the lashon of Gemara. V'chiyosa chachamim chizuk ledivreihem kishal Torah. And how do you know to ask a kasha? The Tanya, because we have a Braisa, and they quote a Braisa. If the Shliach L'Hailocha, he's talking over there about the Azar Shachal Trumas Maisa Shal Demai B'Shoge, and Maisa Chaymesh, so he quotes a Braisa. The Braisa says, HaMevi get Medina Sayam, and he didn't say B'Fanech T'Fanech Nechtav, and she remarried, and they had a baby, so the Chacham hold the baby is not a Mamzer. So you see that Layosa Chachamim Chizil Kibbutz Ram Kishol Torah. You're not machmer on Dinam de Rabbana to the same extent as you machmer on Dinam de Raisa. The Vlad is not a Mamza. So why does the Mishnah say over here that you have to be Moisef Chaimish? So the Gemara says, well, there in the Braisa itself it's a machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim. So our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. And if you pass them like the Chachamim by the Bifan and Echdam, then you won't accept this Mishnah in Bava Mitzia. Then you'll say that a Zar Shachal Trumas Maisa Shal Demai, Bishoigeg, will not be Maisev Chaimish. So what did the Gemara make an equation over here? What's the equation over here between the din de rabbanon of b'fananechtam and din de rabbanon of afroshes maisris on demai? Why are these two to be equated? Tosis points out. Tosis did my maschul chiyosa chachamim divreim kishal teira. So Tosis says many times in Shas, the Gemara will always say, called in Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. We had somebody who used to come to Shir, so every day he would say, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. No. 2 weeks ago, every day he would argue, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. This says in the Gemara many places, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. The Dinam de Rabbanan have to be patterned after Dinam de Raisa. And then Taisa says, sometimes there are Gemaras that Hechmira Chachamim Bidivrem Yosem Mishal Torah. They're machman a din de rabbanon more than a din de raisa, because they know that on a din de raisa the people will be medaktik, and a din de rabbanon the people may be mezalzel. So they felt that they sometimes felt compelled to be machman more on din de rabbanon than on din de raisa. So what is the Gemara so surprised over here? Why not? The normal way should be that we should declare called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun should be exactly the same. So Taisa says no, these two cases are special. Why these two cases special? So it could be the way we started to say before. How do you determine when a child is a mamza? Let's say a single girl gives birth to a baby. A boy and a girl are single and they have a baby. So that's not by the nochrim, that's considered an illegitimate child. By us, it's taki illegitimate. Single. She probably didn't go to the mikveh. Even if she did go to the mikveh, they're single. It's not right. But it's not a mamza. What's taka the definition of a mamza? So there's a big machlekes satanoi. Many different opinions. 4 or 5 different opinions. When is the vlad mamza? So gemar yivamis adaf mem test. So the accepted opinion is like Shimon HaTimoni. Or Shimon HaTimni. The question how you pronounce his name. So the Tana Shimon HaTimoni, and the Mishnah says Halachik Kedvar. The Mishnah says we pass from like Shimon HaTimoni. The Mishnah Yivam is Daf Mem Tes. Taisa says we have a rule Eilam Eidim Halacha Mipi Mishnah. You don't necessarily follow a psak that appears in the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah says Halachik Kedvar. You don't necessarily follow the Mishnah, but Taisa proves from the Gemara Bekam and Bekam is that here we do follow this Mishnah. So we do pass from like Shimon HaTimoni. The Shimon HaTimoni says the blood is only mamzer if the man is boal chavi krisis. Whenever there's an Easter chorus, then the vlad is going to be a mamzer. Let's say the kohen marries a grusha, so the vlad is not going to be a mamzer. The vlad will be a cholo, but it won't be a mamzer. If a man marries a mamzeris, the vlad is a mamzer because the mother is a mamzeris. A vlad halach achar apogum. If one of the parents has a psul, so the child will pick up the psulim of either one of the parents. But in order to create mamzeres, it's not enough that one violates an isa lav. Rabbi Kiva holds even lot from Chavi Laban is going to be a mamzer. We don't accept Rabbi Kiva's opinion. We pass that it's only a mamzer from Chavi Krisis like Shimon HaTimoni. What is that all about? Why is only a vlad mamzer from Chavi Krisis? So there's a big machlekes harishayim what this is all about, and the machlekes harishayim is based on 2 girsis in the Gemara in Yevamos. Yevamos is the Gemara we don't have? Okay. So the way it's usually assumed, the way we usually assume is, we have a Yevamos. There is a Gemara in Yevamos where the Gemara discusses Akam Habo Al Bas Yisrael. A Jewish girl is living with a non-Jewish man. So Rabbi Akiva is very machmer.
in Mamzeres. So Rabbi Kiva says that Havlad Mamzer. Akum v'yevet, Havlad Bas Yisrael, so Rabbi Kiva holds Havlad Mamzer. And we don't accept his opinion. So the Gemara says, what is the Machlekes Tatanayim depend on? Oh, we spoke about it the other day when we were learning Parshas HaShavua, no? That you have in Chumash Dvar Midarshan Smuchim. So the two psukim that are next to each other, Lo Yovah Mamzer Bekal Hashem, is next to the Pasuk of it's next to that person. So Rabbi Kiva says, Lo yikachi eshesaviv is an isa kares. But Lo yigala kanafaviv is only an isa lav. What does it mean kanafaviv? So Rabbi Kiva says that refers to. Anusa sovi, no? What? Yeah. So the Gemara says that refers to Anusa Sovi. If the father was Mizana with a woman, if the father married the woman and then I'm going to sleep with that woman, that's an Isa Kares. But if the father was just Ma'anis a woman, Anusa Sovi, Mufuta Sovi, so Rabbi Kiva holds that that's an Isa Deraisa, we pass him that as Mutter. Noisa Malo Anusa. I'm not allowed to marry my wife's sister. But if I was Mizana with a girl, I'm allowed to marry her sister. I'm not allowed to marry my wife's mother, but if I'm Mizana with a girl, I'm allowed to marry her mother. I never married this is not my wife's mother, it's not my wife's daughter, it's not my wife's sister. That's the Perek Noisim Alam Anusim. That's the name of the Perek. You're permitted to marry the relatives of the woman with whom you are Mizana. So we pass from that Anusim Saviv is Muteris. Rabbi Kiva understands that's the Pasuk. Likachish is Eisha Saviv means Eisha Saviv, that's Kares. The Lo Yigala Kanafaviv is Anusa Soviv. And next to Anusa Soviv it says, Lo Yava Mamzer Bekal Hashem. So Rabbi Kiva Darshan Smuchim, that the Pasuk, the Smuchim in Chumash Dvar Midarshan Smuchim. So the Smichas of Sukkim indicates that not only is there a Vlad from Chayvi Krisis, there's a Vlad from Chayvi Laban as well. And we Paskin, there is no such thing as Anusa Soviv. Anusa Soviv is Materis. So how do you read the Lo Yigala Kanafaviv? So the Gemara gives all interpretation. It's not a repeat. Leikachi Stasha Savi was one din. Leikal Knafav is another din. But it doesn't go on an Isa Lav. So we assume that the Pasig, Leikachi Stasha Savi, only talks about an Isa Kores. So Nereila, we assume, Leyova Mamzer Bekal Hashem Desmuchim, that the definition of Mamzer is Avlad from Chavi Krisis. Only Avlad from Chavi Krisis. So Rabbi Akiva holds that even Avlad from Chavi Lavin is a Mamzer. According to Rabbi Akiva, Akum V'Eben Habo Abbas Yisrael will be Havlad Mamzer. And the Rabbanan and the Chachamim disagree, and they hold that that there is no such thing, that Vlad from Chayvi Lavin is not a mamza, only from Chayvi Krisis. So this is the Gemara Memhei on the base. Ushneim lo lemaduha ela me'esh esav. Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan have the machloikis. How do you determine whether the Vlad is mamza? They both learn it out from Eish Esav. And here the Gemara is talking another shayla. This shayla, Akum v'yevet habo abas Yisrael, whether Havlad Mamzer or not. Tosis has a discussion. According to Rabbi Akiva, Akum v'yevet habo abas Yisrael, that's an Issa deraisa, or is that only an Issa derabbanan? So Akum habo abas Yisrael, that's an Issa deraisa. What about Eved habo abas Yisrael? Eved Habo Abbas Yisrael is also an Issa Derais and Issa Derabbanan. So the Tagamunkelis translates on the Pasuk, L'siya Kedeshim B'mnei Yisrael V'liya Kodesh B'mnei Yisrael. So the Tagamunkelis translates, L'siya Kedeshim, a Jewish woman is not allowed to live with an Eved Kenaini. V'liya Kodesh means a Jewish man is not allowed to live with a Shifcha Kenainis. So the Targum assumes that that's an Issa Derais. That's how it seems from the Gemara, also in the end of Tmurah. It sounds beferish that to live with the Shivcha Knainis is an Issa Deraisa, a special heter for an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is Mutter b'Shivcha Knainis, but other than an Eved Ivri, there's an Issa Shivcha Knainis ben Atur. And the Rambam writes in Hilchas Isuri Biyah, the simple meaning of the Rambam is that from the fact that the Torah says an Eved Ivri is Mutter b'Shivcha Knainis, you see that it's Mutter, all Jews can marry a Shivcha, live with a Shivcha Knainis. He just says, "Vahi oven ze kalbi enecha." You should make light of this iser. Shari unkelus hager tirgem, because unkelus writes on the pasuk l'siyakadeshev liyakadesh. Unkelus writes as if it were an iser deraisa. The Rambam sounds like he holds the iser of shivcha is only an iser derabbanon, shivcha never only derabbanon. And unkelus exaggerated. He oven ze kalbi enecha. Shari unkelus hager tirgem. Unkelus interpreted the pasuk as if it's deraisa, but it's not really. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam. So this is a discussion whether the iser of Ebed is an iser deraisa and iser derabban. Taisus has another discussion: is the iser nachri habual yisraelis? Is it always an iser deraisa, or is it sometimes an iser derabban? So the Gemara seems to say in Maseches Avodah Zarah that if it's befarhesia, habual aram is befarhesia, is an iser deraisa. But if it's Bitsina, so the Gemara sounds like it's only an Issa Derabbanan. It's not an Issa Deraisa. So that's what Tosis raises a question. Tosis on Daf Tezayin Amibes, at the end of the first Perek in Yevamos, why does it say a Mem Hei Amibes, that according to Rabbi Akiva, Akum Yevan, Habo Abbas Yisrael, Avlad Mamza, sounds like on the level of Deraisa. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva learns it out in the Pasuk of Eshesav. But Eshesav is Smuchim, Yidarshan Smuchim in Mishneh Torah. Eshesav appears next to the pasuk of Lo Yavam Amzeh B'Kal Hashem. So Tosis asks, but Lo Yigala Kanaf Avi, that's talking about an Issa Deraisa. And Akum V'Evet will sometimes be an Issa Derabban, it's not always an Issa Deraisa. So why does the Gemara imply that according to Rabbi Akiva, Akum V'Evet Abba Abbas Yisov will always be Avlad Mamzeh Menater? So Tosis has one suggestion, maybe an Achanami, maybe it's only Avlad Mamzeh Menaterabban. Maybe it's not a Vlad Mamzeh Menater. Then Tosis has other suggestions. That's a discussion in Tosis on Tezayin and Beis. That statement within Rabbi Akiva's sheet that Akum V'Evet Abba Abbas Yisov Vlad Mamzeh, is that Menater or is that Menderabbanon? And how can it be a Vlad Mamzeh Menater if the Yisr is only the Rabban? Is it possible that it should be a Vlad Mamzeh? Tosis says V'chein Iker. Tosis on Tezayin and Beis writes at one point V'chein Iker. The more correct sheet is that the Vlad can be a mamza even though there's no Issa Deraisa at all, even though it's mutam and atoira to marry the woman. That's surprising. Let's say a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, it's mutter, but the children would be mamzeres, it's mutter legami to marry. Of course the children would be mamzeres. Avlad halach achar apogum, the mother's a mamzeres, or geris is allowed to marry a mamzer, it's mutter, but the child will be a mamzer. You're not creating mamzeres, you're transmitting the psula mamzeres that's already present. One of the parents is a mamzer, so even though the parents were permitted to marry each other, had the gomer to marry each other, but still the children will be mamzer. That we understand. But over here you say, Akum v'yevet habol bas Yisrael, havlad mamzer, you create mamzer as yesh me'ayin, even though it's had the gomer to marry, even though it's only osam the rabbanon, it's mutam and ator to marry. And Tosis says, v'chein ike, they're approving that suggestion, they have two suggestions. Well, suggesting Akum V'Evet Habol Bas Mamzeh, sometimes it'll be Midrabbanan, sometimes it'll be Minatera. If they violated the Nisa Deraisa, if it's Boel Aram is Befehesia, it'll be a Nisa Deraisa, so then the Vlad will be a Mamzeh Minatera. If it'll be only an Aver Derabbanan, so the Vlad will only be a Mamzeh Midrabbanan. And then Tosis makes a suggestion, maybe you can have a Vlad Mamzeh Minatera, even though the Issa B is only Midrabbanan. So that you gotta digest. That's a serious discussion. But we don't paskin like this. We paskin a Mem Hei Amid Beis like against this whole sheet. We paskin Akum V'Evet Habol Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is not a mamzer. Why is the Vlad not a mamzer? So the way, here there are two girsas in the Gemara. We have printed in the Vilna edition, our editions are like the Vilna edition. We have one girsa. Then the Rashba quotes on that daf from Hei Amid Beis, the girsas HaGaonim is totally different, has a totally different slant on the whole story. So the way it says in our Gemara, the definition of mamzeris is when a man and a woman violated an iser arayis, gili arayis, then the result will be that you'll create mamzeris. And gili arayis depends on an iser koris. Aboal achosa, aboal lima, aboal bito, since it's an iser koris, that's called gili arayis. If a kohen marries a grusha, that's not called gilei arayis. Take for example, there's a rule, avodah zarah gilei arayis and shvichas damim. So the rule is yeharig val yavra. we don't allow pikuach nefesh to be mata the isa. So what's the definition of gili arayis? So in Yerideya, the simen kuf nun zayin is the simen about yaharig val yavar. So Rabbi Akivega quotes over there from the early achronim, the late rishonim, early achronim, that you only say yaharig val yavar achabi krisis. If it's a koyin bigrusha yisrael b'mamzeres, we wouldn't say yaharig val yavar. That's an isad biya. Not every isad biya is considered gili arayis. Neither is a big shot. Neither has an isatares, but the blood is not a mamzer. So that's the question whether we declare. So neither is an exception to the rule, and that's a big machlekes and rishonim. Which rule is it an exception to? Do we say that neither? The Rambam's opinion is that neither is an isa gilei arayis, and you would say yahard vayavar, but it's an exception to the rule, despite the fact that it's an isa gilei arayis. Nonetheless, the blood is not a mamzer. And the Rabbeinu Tam in Taisvis, and especially in the Sefer Yosher, he has it more barichas. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that the fact that the vlad is not a mamzer is a chorcha that need does not gili arayis. Ibn has kares. So it's like eating on Yom Kippur is kares, eating chametz bepesach is kares. There are other averus also that have kares. Kares by the Isurei Bil usually is an indication that it falls under this category of Isa Chomer of arayis. The kares by Yisa Bia, by a Bia Benida, does not imply, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, does not imply that it's gili arayis. It's just an isa chama, but it's still not gili arayis, right? So the Gemara says that neither clearly is an exception to the rule, just a machlekes in which direction. Is it the Rambam holds neither is gili arayis, but the vlad is not a mamzer, that's the exception to the rule. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds that the fact that the vlad is not a mamzer is an indication that it's not gili arayis, and therefore you wouldn't say yaharig valyav. So let's leave out neither. So the Gemara says that the way we have the girsa mem heim bei. So the Gemara says havlad mamzer is a function of having violated gili arayis, and the only time it's called gili arayis is if it has an isa kares. And the same thing, what's totally in that is ein kiddushin tofsin, kiddushin anat tofsin bebito beimo bachoso beishesish. Why? What do they all have in common? So the Gemara says ein kiddushin tofsin bechavi krisis. We pass in kiddushin tofsin bechavi lavin, then kiddushin tofsin bechavi krisis, then kiddushin tofsin barayis. So the Gemara says there are no kiddushin tofsin if there's a nochri who is mekadosh an isha or an eviknayin mekadosh a Jewish woman. So then kiddushin tofsin. That's not because of the chayma huisa. There's no chorus over here. So the Gemara says the fact that ein kedushin tovsin bevit kanaini, the ein kedushin tovsin be nochri, is not because the chayma ho'isa that it's called gili arayis. It's an isa bia. It's not considered gili arayis. Since it's not gili arayis, so that's why the vlad is not a mamzer. That's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. So the way we have the girsa in the Gemara, we can understand the Gemara here in Bava Metzia Nun Hayim Beis. The Gemara assumes for Dava Poshu the din is like the Chachamim de Rav Meir. Rav Meir is wild. We don't understand Rav Meir. Rav Meir says Avlad Mamzer because he didn't say Befanenechtam. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Rabbanon makes sense. If he didn't say Befanenechtam, it's only a din de Rabbanon. What are you going to say that there's an Aveir of Kores? There's no such thing as Kores from the Rabbanon. In order to say Avlad Mamzer, they have to have violated an Isereish Yisish that has Kores. If you have an Isereish Yisish in the Rabbanon, he didn't say Befanenechtam. So the worst he can declare is that mid the Rabbanon she's an Eish Yisish. She's not an Eish Yisish Menater. Mid the Rabbanon she's an Eish Yisish, there's not going to be any Kores. If there's no Kores, he can't say that it's, you're not going to say it's Yehorek Bal Yavar. There's no Kores, so there's no Yehorek Bal Yavar. So it's not called Gili Arayis. So the blood should not be a mamzer. So the Gemara is making a tzushtel, the Gemara is making a comparison, a hashvoa, that the same is true regarding Zar Shochal Truma B'Shegig. Zar Shochal Truma B'Shegig needs a kapara. And the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis that we mentioned earlier that Chomesh is to Misa B'Dei Shamayim what Chatas is to Kores. Just like one violates an Avera Sheyesh B'Kores, if he violates the Avera B'Shegig, he has to bring a Korban Chatas. So the Zar Shochal Truma B'Shegig, if he would have eaten the Truma B'Mezid, he would have been chayv misa b'dei shamayim. So now that he ate the truma v'shogeg, so he's chayv to give chaymish as a kapara. Taisus makes a big fuss about that, that the chaymish is kapara, it's not tashlumen. Taisus says there are three types of tashlumen. Taisus, a big taisus in Ksubis and Chavtes and the base. Taisus says when you go through parshas Mishpatim, there are three types of tashlumin. There's mammon, and there's knas, and there's kapara. And a whole list has five or six differences, halacha l'maaseh, between tashlumin kapara and all the other tashlumins of mammon and knas. What's kapara in Parshas Mishpatim? Koifer. And koifer yusha salav. So Gemara says, we paskin. Gemara has a shaila in Bava Kama, where the koifer is mammon, or koifer is kapara. So Gemara comes to the conclusion, the kufra kapara. And then Tosis comes to the conclusion, based on Mishnayis, that the Chumash, Zar Shachal Truma B'Sheikik, has to be most of Chumash, so the Chumash is Kapar, and Tosis says we'll have all those six dinim, all the special dinim that apply to Kufr Kapara, will also, that don't apply to Mammon and Knas, all those special dinim will apply also to the Chumash. So that's what the Gemara seems to be assuming over here. See, the Gemara in Shabbos is not Stama Moshe, the Gemara in Shabbos is saying a Halacha. One Shabbos has like this. If one is Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, that's why it's a Masechah Shabbos, not fine base. If somebody is Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. What if he's Machal Shabbos B'Mezid? So he doesn't bring a Chatos. If it's B'Edim B'Hasroah, then it's Chayv Skilo. If it's no Edim B'Hasroah, but it's B'Mezid, so he's not going to get Misa, but there's no Chiyav Korban either. Korban is only Mechaper if he violated the Aveir B'Shogeg. So the Gemara has a Machlegs of Yechon Reish Lakish. What if it's a little bit b'shogeg and a little bit b'mezid? He knows that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and he eats non-kosher basa b'cholav, and he does all kinds of, he shaves with the razor, does all kinds of averes. But he wouldn't mess around with an isa kuris. If he would have known that Shabbos has an isa kuris, he wouldn't have violated. So that's a machlegs of Yechon and Reish Lakish. He's it b'lav b'shogeg b'kuris. He knew that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but he didn't realize that it has Kares. And if he would have realized that it has Kares, he would have not been Mechal Shabbos. So do you consider that B'Shogeg? And is Chai B'Chatas for the Chil Shabbos? Or do you consider it B'Mezid? So we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. He's at Bala B'Shogeg B'Kares. He's called Shogeg. And is Chai B'Chatas. The surprising way. He's at Bala B'Shogeg B'Kares. He's Chai B'Chatas. So the Gemara says that the same Machlekes of Yechanan Reish Lakish would apply to the situation of a Zar Shachal Truma B'Shogeg. Zar Shachal Truma B'Mezid is Nisiv De Shamayim. Zar Shachal Truma B'Shogeg needs a kapara of giving care of a Chaymesh, and the Chaymesh Tosis claims is kapara. Not everybody agrees with Tosis. That's what Tosis says in several places, that the Chaymesh is kapara. So the Gemara says the same shaila would apply over here. What's the din? A zar she'ochal truma b'mezid. He knows that he's not permitted. He knows he's not a kohen. He knows he's not allowed to eat truma. But he didn't realize that a zar she'ochal truma b'mezid is misa b'dei shamayim. So is that considered mezid, and therefore zar she'ochal truma b'mezid lo sagalei b'kapar? The kapar of chaimish doesn't apply. Or is that called zar she'ochal truma b'shegeg, and the kapar of chaimish does apply? So we paskin again like Rabbi Yechanan. That Zar Shachal Truma B'Mezid, it's Hizid Bala, B'Shogag, B'Misa, B'Dei Shamayim, is called Shogeg, and he is Chayv the Chaymish. Just like Hizid Bala, B'Shogag, B'Koris on Shabbos, Rabbi Yechanan is Machadish, that is called Shogeg. So the same is true by Zar Shachal Truma B'Mezid, Hizid Bala, B'Shogag, B'Misa, B'Dei Shamayim, also that's considered Shogeg, and he has to be Moisid Chaymish. And that's what the Gemara makes this equation, that Chaymish B'Shogeg is Tamisa B'Dei Shamayim B'Mezid, as Chatas is B'Shogeg to Kares B'Mezid. This equation. So we say like that you only give Chaymesh when you need a Kapara for having violated an Avera Chamura that has Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So there's no such thing as Misa B'Dei Shamayim in the Rabbanon. So Azar She'ochal Chumas Maisu Shel Demai, the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Why should the Zar, who ate Trumas Maisa Shal Demai B'Shogeg, Yichayev, Kerem B'Chomesh, Mishnes, Chamish, Chum Shemaim, there are five people left to be Moisid Chomesh, and this is one of them, the Zar Shachal, Trumas Maisa Shal Demai, has to be Moisid Chomesh. So the Gemara asks, V'amai? It doesn't make any sense. V'chiyosa Chacham V'chizad V'em Kishal Torah. It doesn't make sense over here. Yeah, in other places we say, called the Tikkun Rabban came there, I said Tikkun. That's absolutely correct. In another place, we say even Mocham, Chacham was a Chizuk B'Devayim. Yosef Mishal Torah, there had to be Mechazik the Din of the Rabbanon. But over here, it doesn't make sense that it should be the same, because here the whole word of Chaymish is he needs a kapar for having violated an avera. Sheyesh Mamisa B'Dei Shamayim, because of the Chaymo Havera. Just like Mamzeris, is created, creating mamzeris is based on the chaymu havera that somebody violated, the boy and the girl violated gili arayis. Here, adding on chomish only applies, he needs a kapar for having violated the avera sheyesh bo misa b'dei shamayim. But if it's only an avera de rabbanon, so there's no, it's not called arayis, it shouldn't be a mamzer. And over here it shouldn't be misa, there's no misa b'dei shamayim in the rabbanon, so there shouldn't be any tashlumi chomish. So that's what the Gemara says, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. The way the Chachamim say, the blood is not a mamzer because it's not kareis, so there shouldn't be any chomish. So the Gemara says, but you admit, Reb Meir does say that the blood is a mamzer, so the Mishnah is Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. That's how the Gemara answers, Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. Yeah, this interpretation in the Gemara is Niche, according to the way we have the Girsa. And the Gemara in Yevamos on Mem Heim and Beis, that the Gemara explains that Akum B'Yevan Haba Bas Yisrael, the blood is not a mamzer, because in order to create mamzeres you have to violate an Issa Gili Arayis, and over here it's not called Gili Arayis. It's only Gili Arayis when you have the Chaymah HaAveira of Kores. But over here, Akum B'Yevan, it's an Aveira. It's an Aveira, like eating Chaz, it's an Aveira. Eating Chaz is also an Aveira, but you wouldn't say Harik Ba Yavra. Akum Yavet, Abba Basa, you wouldn't say Harigba Yav, it's not Gili Arayis, it's not Kores. The Rashba quotes a different Girsa though. The Rashba quotes the Gonim had a different Girsa in the Gemara, with a totally different definition of what Mamzeris depends on. The Ibn Ezra on the Pasik Lo Yova Mamzer, the Kal Hashem, gives you the root of the word Mamzer. What does the word Mamzer mean? So he says, the word Mamzer means Me'ein Zar, from a strange mother. That the definition of mamzeris is that the child has a father and a mother who couldn't have had tfisas kiddushin with each other. Means at the time she became pregnant, that couldn't have had the tfisas kiddushin with each other. Let's say a man is married and then he has an affair with his sister-in-law, with his wife's sister. And then the wife dies and then he goes and he marries the sister. Achas ishta lacham ishta is mutter. So at the time the baby is born, they have tvisis kedushin with each other, but at the time they became pregnant, it was an isakaris and it was enkidushin tovsin the b'achos ishta. So the Gaonim had the girsan mehem based on Yevamos that the definition of a mamzer is, like the Ibn Ezra writes in his commentary Achumish, me'em zar, if a child is born from, the child has two parents, every baby has two parents, okay? In our religion, every child has a father and a mother, has two parents. So the two parents couldn't have had tvisis kedushin with each other. Is there ever a case where the baby doesn't have two parents? So the Gemara says, yeah, Akum V'Yabin Halbo Amas Yisrael. Because the child is Jewish, and a Jewish child can't be related to the father. So he only has a mother, he doesn't have a father. I was told by a Gioris that that's not the definition of immaculate conception. Jews make fun, they say immaculate conception means the baby has a mother, doesn't have a father. So this woman was a Catholic and then she converted, but she told me that's not what it means. It means there is a father, perhaps there's a holy or something, whatever. It doesn't mean there's no father. But in our religion, we have such a thing. Al Pidin, the baby has a mother and he doesn't have a father. How can it be? Biologically, he has a father. Biologically, you have to have a father and a mother. So we're not denying the biology. But he's saying, Al Pidin, the Vlad is not Messiah, is after the father. So you can't say that the baby has a father and a mother who couldn't have had kiddush, tvisis kiddush with each other. The baby doesn't have a father, period. Because the father is a Nochri Akum V'Yevid. And Akum V'Yevid, just like Ein Kiddush and Tovsin, so too Ein Messiahis Li Yisrael. There's no Yachas at all. Not only Ein Kiddush and Tovsin between an Akum V'Yevid and a Yisraelis. There's no Yachas either. If a Nochri lives with a Nochris and they have Nochri babies, so the Gemara says that there's a benis misachas after the father by Nochrim. The Gemara learns off in the pasuk, it says, Belodon ben Belodon. Yep, Sukim in Tanakh, that the Nochri is misachas after his father and after his mother. Okay? But if the father is Alpidin, a Nochri or an Eved, and the child is a Yisrael, because Zakam the Eved and Haba Bas Yisrael, so you cannot have any yichas between a Jew and a non-Jew. So the Goyim had the gear said that that's why Akum V'Yevan Haba Bas Yisrael is Avlad Kosher, because the definition of Mamzeris, the way you create Mamzeris is not when there was a violation of the Avera Hamura of Gili Araya is where we should apply Harig Val Yavar. No, it has nothing to do with Harig Val Yavar. It's rather because of Me'engzar. If the person has two parents, but couldn't have had Tfisis Kedushin. But over here, by the Yaakov Yehud, so it doesn't have two parents, Alpidin. Biologically, he has two parents, and Alpi Allah, he's not Mesiachas after the father. So that's why the vlad is not a mamza. Yes. So if you should assume that definition, and that's really the Gemara in Temura, sounds like it says like that. The Gemara beginning of Temura has a machlokes Abai v'Rava, famous machlokes Abai v'Rava. Gemara has an abstract machlokes Abai v'Rava. Kol milsa dam rachmana lo sabid, yavid nahani, yavid lo nahani. Sounds if they're arguing and kol atarkula, then it boils down to either no nafkaminis la halacha at all, and maybe one or two nafkaminis. But the Gemara starts off as if it's such a general, broad topic. Whenever the Torah has a prohibition, the Torah prohibits me from doing something, and I go ahead and I do it, I had no right to do it, so do you say, since I had no right to do it, so I cannot possibly bring about a chalois? You cannot create a chalois if you have no right to do that action? Or do you say, no, even though it's a milsa d'amrachman alay sabit, you aren't allowed to do it, still, yavid mahani, if you go ahead and you do it, it will bring about a chalois. So the Gemara talks about, we have a contradiction. We spoke about it on Parshas HaShavua, no? Kisein and liyish tein oshin. And Parshas Kiseitze. We have a din that ain kiddushin tovsin b'chavi krisis, and kiddushin atovsin b'chavi lavla. We have a pasuk, kisein and liyish tein oshin. Kisein means havaya, fisis kiddushin. And he's married to two wives. So achas ahuva, v'ho achas nuva. V'yol dolo banim ha'ahuva, v'has nuva haya b'en ha'chol ha'chuyo. So the husband might think that the Bchor is not entitled to Kishnaim because he doesn't love that wife. He doesn't like that wife. So the Gemara says, just because he hates her, just because one wife is Ahuv and one wife is Snua, so there should be a Havamina that the Bchor is born from the Snua shouldn't be entitled to Kishnaim. Why should the Kishnaim depend on which wife he loves and which wife he hates? The Gemara says, no, Ahuv means Ahuv l'fnei amokam. The Snua means Snua l'fnei amokam. One wife he's married to beheter. One wife is married to the Isser. No, he's married to the Isser means he's married or he's just living with the woman. The Gemara says, no, he's married because it says, Kisihiena liish. Sihiena means Havaya, means Tfisas Ishus. As the Pasuk says, Vahocha Vahoysa liishacher. It says, when the husband divorces his wife, she goes and she marries someone else. Vahocha Vahoysa. The Gemara says, Makish Havaya liitziya. The Yatsumi Beso is Gerishin. Vahocha Vahoysa. Havaya means Tfisas Kiddushin. So here the Gemara says, Kisihiena liish. He has tvisas ishes with two wives. Achas ahuva lefnei amokam, achas nuva lefnei amokam. One is behet and one is beyisr. And the kiddushin atopsin, even though it's beyisr. So who is that wife that the kiddushin atopsin beyisr? So the chachamim say, if it's not a chavi krisis, then kiddushin topsin mechavi elavin. Because the vlad is only mamzer from chavi krisis. That's how we pass like Shimon HaTimari. The vlad is only mamzer bechavi krisis. Yoharik val yavar gili arai is only bechavi krisis. And ain't kiddushin topsin. There's only an arayis and chavi lavin is kiddushin topsin. And Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says it's ain't kiddushin topsin bechavi lavin. The vlad is mamzer from all the chavi lavin. So we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So the Gemara asked over there, but to tell me it's a machloikis abai v'rav, but what the milsa da machmano lo sabid, they call it terakuva. Whenever you do an act that you have no right to do you say that it does create a halois, or do you say it does not create a halois? So here you have the feirish. It's astir in the halacha. By chavi krisis, it does not create a halois, and by chavi lavin, it does create a halois. Here it says kisien alish. One is Nua b'nisuera. He married a woman b'avera, and we say the kedushin atopsin. Then you have other pesukim that says loikachi sheisei shesaviv. The loigala kanafet. The Gemara says loikach doesn't only mean he's not allowed to marry her. It means loikach loyehei lo likuchin. That kedushin anatopsin at all. So on the one hand you say kedushin anatopsin mechavi krisis. On the other hand you say kedushin atopsin by the snua. So the Gemara asks, how's Abai going to deal with that? How's Rabbi going to deal with it? Gemara says, well, each one is maida. That's there's an exception to the rule. If you hold that the rule normally is milsa darmachman alisabedi oved boy mahani, really should never make a chalois. So chayv elavin is an exception to the rule. You have a pasuk, you see, and alish tein nashem achas nuah. If you hold Yavid Mahani, that really should always make a chalais, you have to say that the Chavi Krisis, the Chorus is the exception to the rule based on the other person. Lo yikach lehelach, lo yehelach bo likuchen. So there's clearly over here, there's a rule and there's an exception to the rule. So then the Gemara asks, then the Gemara there says, if the din would be that ain kiddushin toksin in a certain woman because yavid lamahani, then the Gemara says the blood should be a mamzer. Yavid lamahani is a general rule. We're not sure how many cases it applies to. We're not sure if it applies to any case. The Gemara may come to the maskana that it never applies anyway. Then there's no nafkamina ladina between abai v'rov. But in abstract, if you offer such a rule, yavid loy mahani, it doesn't make it that it's an isur gili arayis. Yavid mahani means that the kiddushin are not tovsim because he had no right to express the as kiddushin in this case. So that's why the kiddushin are not chal. So what does the Gemara say? Then it should cause that avlat should be mamzer. If you hold the yavid loy mahani, the kiddushin are not tovsim, then the avlat should be a mamzer. So if not Gemara, it sounds very much like the other girsa that avlat mamzer is not a function of the chayma ha'avera of having violated gili arayis. That violating gili arayis brings about mamzeris, creates mamzeris. Not so much gili arayis. Whenever there's no possibility of having issues between the two parents, then the vlad is going to be a mam. That's what Bachana Vassaman points out. And the Sefer HaNivam is that Gemara in the beginning of Tmura sounds very much like the Girsa Sagonim, not like the Girsa that we have. And Yivamas on Mem Heim and Beis. The Gemara has these two, the two Girsois. What's the definition of Bamzeris? So this Gemara in Bab Metzia reads well the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara. That what creates Bamzeris is the Isra of Gili Arayis, and Gili Arayis is a function of Inisa Kores. Whenever this Kores, and there's no such thing as Kores Midirabbanon. There's no Misa B'dei Shemai Midirabbanon, there's no Kores Midirabbanon. So the Gemara thought that just like if he didn't say B'fana Nechta, you cannot be that Avlad Mamzer, because there's no Kores, because it's only Inisa D'Rabbanon. If there's no Kores, he can't call it Gili Arayis. Not Gili Arayis, it's not going to be Avlad Mamzer. So the same over here, the Yest on the Mishnah, how can it be that you chayv to add on Chomesh by the case of a Zar Shochal Trumas Maisa Shal Demai? The whole Demai is only with the Rabbanon. If it's only with the Rabbanon, so there isn't going to be Misa B'dei Shamayim. And the only time you have to have a Kapara of adding on Chomesh by the Zar Shochal Trumas Shag is a Kapara. You only need a Kapara if there's an Oynish of Misa B'dei Shamayim involved. If it's only the Rabbanon, there is no Misa B'dei Shamayim. So that's where the Tzar HaShava, that's where the Gemara put together the two. The Gemara says, Yitaka right. According to the Chachamim, we say the Vlad is not a Mamzer. It doesn't make sense to say that Yemoisiv Chaimish. It must be that the Mishnah in Bab Metzia, Shaloi Kaloch, it's only Rav Meir speaking, it's not Mishnah Rav Meir. And Rav Meir Litai Meir, Rav Meir goes to Lishitosa that he holds that Rav Vlad Mamzer also. That the din starts off that it should really be totally encouraged. The din starts off it should be totally Misa B'dei Shamayim. And with the Rabban, we make believe as if there's Kores. We make believe as if there's Misa B'dei Shamayim, even though there really isn't. That's the machlokes zameir the rabbanon, but the shayla is according to the other girsa in Yevamos Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, that mamzeris is not a function of the chaimah ha'aveir of gili arayis, rather a function of me'em zar. If the parents couldn't have had tefisas kedushin with each other, so what does the Gemara say? How did the Gemara understand the machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachamim by not saying b'fanai nechtav? And how does it connect with the machlekes? How does it connect with the other case of zar shochal trumas ma'aser shel demai b'shoge? What's the connection?
You say that tefisas kedushin is totally unchamer out there.
So you have to say it still has to boil down to that. You have to say that tefisas kedushin is totally unchamer out there. You have to still add that on. Tefisas kedushin is totally in the chamer haver. So still the same thing. Has to still boil down to that. The definition of a mamzer is me'em zar. Whenever the child has a father and a mother who couldn't have had tefisas kedushin with each other, but what does that depend on? What does tefisas kedushin depend on? Whether there is or there isn't tefisas kedushin. So that depends on gili arayis. And gili arayis means an isa kares. That's what the Gemara argues. The Chachamim, the Rameir are right over here, the Pashtas. Because you can't say Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. Of course it's Kiddushin Tofsin. There is no, it's only an Issa, it's only an Eshi Sishma de Rabbanon. So how can you say that Ein Kiddushin Tofsin? And Rameir holds no. We make believe as if Ein Kiddushin Tofsin de Rabbanon. We have this machlokes Rameir de Rabbanan. If you didn't say b'fananechtam, b'fananechtam, so the Gemara, both there and here, the Gemara assumes the pashtus is like the Chachamim, that it doesn't really make sense to say that avlad mamzer. Even the Rabbanan does make sense to say avlad mamzer. And Rameir has this mechudish de geshita. The Gemara asks, how can it be? No, Rameir le taimei. That's his opinion. Kol ha-misham v'esh tovcham begitin yotzi b'avlad mamzer. Rameir has the shita. And that would explain the Mishnah in Bab Metziah as well. Mishnah says you got to be Meisiv Chaimish, even though it's only Demai, Chumas Meisiv Shal Demai, there is no Misa B'dei Shemaim there. There is no Chaimah Avera. No. Rameh L'shitasai, with the Rabbanon, you act as if there would have been Misa B'dei Shemaim. With the Rabbanon, you act as if there is a Chaimah Avera, as if there is Chorus. Yeah, how do we paskin here? So the Pashtus is that we paskin like the Chacha. The Pashtus is like that. Here the on the side of the Rosh, I think he quotes the Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah quotes Rabbeinu Hananel that he wants to pass like Rameir. It's a very big chiddush. He wants to assume halachic Rameir. Rabbeinu Hananel posik Rameir. Kol Mishnah Mdash Tocham Gitna Vlad Mamzer. I couldn't believe it, so I looked in the Or Zeruah. That's what the Taka says. Or Zeruah quotes Rabbeinu Hananel that we don't have Rabbeinu Hananel here. Rabbeinu Hananel, that's what the Ozer Otake quotes. He thinks the din should be like Rabbeinu. Yeah. How do we paskin? So we don't accept that, we don't accept this Rabbeinu Hananel. We paskin ein avlad mamzer. How do we paskin over there in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah in Bav Mitzia and Daf Nun Hey. So the Gemara says that it should be Toldi Zebizer, Rabbeinu and the Rabbanu. So we should really paskin that a Zar Sheochal Trumas Maisiv Shal Tumai B'Shoygeg should not have to be Maisiv Chaimish. Because the Gemara said, the Stam Mishnah is Rab Meir, and we don't hold like Rab Meir by the Vlad Mamzer, so we shouldn't hold like a Meir by the Tosef is Chaimish. Hey, look, in the Rambam paskins like the Mishnah. Rambam over here paskins like Rab Meir, and the Rambam over there does paskin like the Mishnah. So it's against the Gemara. Not the first time the Rambam is paskin against the Gemara. The Gemara says that these two are Toliz Adizet. So the Or Sameach, Ala Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, points out that the Rambam paskins like the Rishalmi. Rishalmi splits between the two. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes in the Bir Agra. There are a lot of times difficult Rambams that the Rambam is against the Gemara. So the Magen Mishnah, the Kesen Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, Mishlam Melech, they'll all stand on the head. They try to figure out how did the Rambam read the Gemara in such a way that he came to such a maskana. And the Vilna Gaon writes that very often the Rambam are paskin like the Rishalmi Keneged Habavli. Kedarka Lipsik Bekame Mekaymus Kedasai Rishalmi Neged Habavli. Problematic why he should do that, because the Rif in the end of Erevin writes a whole essay that whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, we always follow the Bavli because it was written later. Rishalmi was written earlier by students of Rabbi Yochanan, and the Bavli was written later, and we assume Hilchus Kebasroi because we assume that the later Talmid HaChamim were aware of what the earlier Talmid HaChamim said. They took it all into consideration and they came to the conclusion Farkert. So the Rif writes, he's assuming a historical premise over here, that the Chachmei HaBavli were aware of everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. They took it all into consideration, and if they say Farkert, so they're voting, they're deciding against the Yerushalmi. This is a historical question mark. Is that really true? Several books have been written, Svarim books have been written on that topic. Is it really true that the Chachmei HaBavli really knew what it says in the Yerushalmi? Every so often the Gemara will make an allusion to something, and Rashi and Tosafot will explain. The Gemara is alluding to something that appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. That doesn't necessarily mean that they knew everything that it says in Yerushalmi. They're alluding to a story that appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Everybody knew the story, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they knew everything that it says in Yerushalmi. So that's the Rif in the end of there. The Rif assumes that the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it says in Yerushalmi, and if they passed in Faker, it means they took it into consideration, they decided against Yerushalmi. And the Rambam usually follows the Rif all the time. Here, the Vilna Gaon says, and the Rambam, Kedarka lives the Kerev Yerushalmi Neged HaBavli, the Kama Mekonis. Rabbi Shlomo Gorin, Zuchana Lebracha, published a whole big sefer about the Rambam HaYerushalmi. He collected all the places where the Vilna Gaon writes in the Bir Agro, and he has more places. Yor Sameach writes a lot. There are a lot of Rambams where he paskens like the Yerushalmi against the Bab. Okay, so it's a problem, it's an issue of psak aloch.
Does Ruth mean to say that they had a copy of it? Or a lot of times the Marsha Shalt will be calm. They just had a conversation. They knew the way they were talking. They necessarily had every piece,
does it? Right. The Mishnayis, we assume, the Mishnayis weren't even written down till the days of Ravina or Rav Ashi. So let alone the Gemara. The Talmud Babli was not written down. Probably the Yerushalmi was probably also not written down yet. It means they heard over from the Talmidim who came from Eretz, they heard over everything. They were aware of all the ideas that appear in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So again, so Yavam Machleg Zameh and the Rabbanon, and the Gemara in Bab Metzia relates it to the Machlekes, to the issue over there. By Zar Shochal, Shumas Meisr Shal Demai B'Shegi, whether he's Meisr Chaymish, the Gemara is giving him an interpretation of what the issue is over here. By Loyama Befananacht and Fananacht, does it make sense to declare that the Vlad is a man? How do we pass on the Pashtus? This is not like Rab Meir. We don't accept this Rabbeinu Chananel. So then the Brisa says, V'chachamim armim ein avlad mamza. Ketzad yaseh, yitlenu heimeno, v'yachsev yitlenu lo. He should give the shliach la'loch, he should give the get the second time. V'yoma b'fanenechta b'fanenechtam. Why can't he say b'fanenechta b'fanenechtam? Why does he have to take the get back and give it back again? And say na b'fanenechtam. Let him say na b'fanenechtam. Why does he have to give it again? So it would appear, that's what Tosis points out, it would appear, Tosis de Mamaschi, itlenu hemeno. We can't mash when it's so chlame b'shas nesinim b'fanenechtam. We can't be itlenu hemeno. But he cannot just say, he gave the get a month ago, so the shliach who gave the get will convene a bezna of shnayim or shlosha, and will say, that get that I gave a month ago, b'fanenechtam, b'fanenechtam. So it would appear from the Gemara that that's not acceptable. So when do you have to say b'fanenechtam? Prior to giving the get, or after you give the get? So Taisis points out, this Taisi Atlanta, they pointed out on Omer Aleph, we learned the Gemara on Omer Aleph, Chachma Askinon, here four lines from the top of Hamad Aleph, G'on sh'nisan lak shu pikeach, the Shlech Lalacha gave the get when he's still a pikeach, he speak loyma b'fanach v'anachtam, achin ischarish. If Nigmar, you see that the practice would be, the Shlech Lalacha says b'fananachtam after giving the get. No, after giving the get. So say over here, now b'fananachtam. So the answer is no. After giving the get, a month later, that's not acceptable. It has to be soon after. How soon after does it have to be? So here, Tosis is mesupik. Does it have to be dafke terke de dibur? Or is it even good? Avalacha kadei dibur. Tosis says you have to say terke de dibur. Lacha kadei dibur, mesaf kaleri, mahanikos mancha asukum vasuinian, or lav. The same Gemara appears in Bava Metzia. That's the Gemara we were just talking about. Nun hei amedeis. So there, it's not mesaf kaleri. I don't know whether this Tosis was written first. There, Tosis writes, in the name of the Riyad, God calls Mancha Asukim Osuinyan. He doesn't have to say b'fanenechtav only Terech de Dibur. If he says it, calls Mancha Asukim Osuinyan, even after Terech de Dibur, is also good. Where they get this man of Asukim Osuinyan? This man of Asukim Osuinyan we mentioned already when we were talking last week. This man of Asukim Osuinyan is a Gemara in Bava Basra with respect to Chazorah. If you make a Kenyan, your Kenyan Hagboa, I give something to someone else, I make a Kenyan Kesef with someone else. I sell him a house, I make a Kenyan Kesef. I make a Kenyan Meshicha, I make a Kenyan Hagbo or something. So I can always back out Terech de Dibur. I make a Neder, a Shua. If I back out Terech de Dibur, so I break up the Kenyan and I break up the Neder with the Shua. And the Gemara has the Machlokes, Rabbi for Rabbi Yosef. What about if I make a Kenyan Chalip and I want to back out after Kedei Dibur because Mancha Asukim Osuinyan? Is that okay? So we paskin, the Gemara says, whenever there's machlag, Rabbi Yosef, I think we always paskin like Rabbah, except for three cases, Soda, Inyan, and Machzah. This is one of the three cases, Inyan. that we paskin that you can back out calls mancha sukumosa with you. So the Gemara has a shear of a sukumosa, but it's only been a gear to chalipin about chazor and chalipin. So that's what the ri is mesupik. Maybe that shear here Tyson says mesafka liri, where he can the shliach alocha can declare before an echt of only turke the deeper mamish after giving the get, or he can even say it calls mancha sukumosa, but after that for sure it's too late. And the Tosis in Bab Metzia on the same Gemara, Anun Hei Mebeis, Tosis says that the assumes for sure it's good. That calls Man Shah Sukum Osman, you can say Befan and Echtav. What about prior to giving it? So if he says Befan and Echtav immediately before he gives the get, Terche De Dibur. If Terche De Dibur afterwards is good, so Terche De Dibur before is also good. What if he says it way before Terche De Dibur? He comes from Medina Siyam, waving a get in his hand, and he says, you know, rabbis, he gets the bezin of three rabbis, and now he wants to give the get to the woman, and then they call up the woman. So he says, then they call the woman, and they set a date for next week. The woman is busy. After Rosh Hashanah, she comes, and he gives her the get. He already said, of today. Is that good enough? Or does he have to say, of Dafke? He's only made the dayik. The Gemara says, Eidechot is Mehaman, really should have needed two Eidim. But because Stamsa for the dynamic Gmiri, you go Basarai, even it's only Miuta the Miuta, so the whole Chashosh is only Midi Rabbanon. So we say that the Shliach is very Medaik, so that's what we rely on the Edechot of the Shliach. So that's a shayla. Maybe he's only Medaik if he says the Befana Nechtav immediately before giving the get. That it's so clear and obvious that with this get he's being Mata the Isha, the Hinasi Lashuk. But if he comes waving a get and he says, today Befana Nechtav, then a week later he gives it a get. And at that time he's not saying it for an echtav, so maybe there's less daikonis. So that's what Tosis is not sure. The Kodem Nesina, what if he says before an echtav way before? Not Turk de Dibi before, way before. Also Mesaf Kaleri Imehani, he's not sure. Aizdach Beferisha Gemara. The Mishnais have the Baal made a shliach la ilocha saget. The Chola HaShliach. The shliach doesn't feel good. So he wants to give the get to a shliach sheni. So the Gemara learned that from a pasuk, the shilch and shilch and malamed. A shliach also a shliach rishon can make a shliach sheni. What if it's in chutz l'aretz? So the shliach has to say b'fan anechtav. So when is going to say b'fan anechtav? He's not going to say a turke de diba before giving the get to the isha. He's not going to give the get to the isha. Shliach sheni is going to give the get to the isha. So he says b'fan anechtav in front of a bezin, and then the shliach sheni is going to go to California. He's going to give the get to the isha. He can't say b'fan anechtav. He'll just say shliach bezin ani. The shliach rishon appointed me. Shliach Rishon in the presence of the Bezdin said Befana Nechtav, and he appointed me as the Shliach Sheni, and the Bezdin approved of my appointment that I should deliver the get. So Tosis says, don't you see from the Mishnah that the Befana Nechtav can be said by the Shliach way in advance, a month in advance of the giving of the get to the Isha? So you see that the Medik Daik is there even if it's not Turk de Diva prior to giving the get. So Tosis says, no. Maybe over there he says it as he's about to give the get, Moitzi Metachas Yodai, to give the get to the Shliach Sheni. But if he says it way before, maybe the Shliach Rishon has to say Befana Nechtav immediately before surrendering the get, either immediately before giving the get to the Isha, immediately before giving the get to the Shliach Sheni. That's what Taisa says. Minisnam and Perakol again, and maybe get Minisayam and Cholo. Shliach Rishon doesn't feel good. And he has to make a Shliach Sheni, and that's legitimate. So he says, Reimer, Befana Nechtav, and then the Shliach Sheni doesn't have to say Befana Nechtav, he just says, Shliach Beznani, so isn't that a Beferish Raya that Befana Nechtav can be recited way before the Nesina Saget? So it's Ein Raya. Shahari Yoyme Kishaget Yotzim Tachas Yoda. Maybe he has to say, maybe Medik Daik is only when he's about to give away the get. So either give the get to the Isha or give the get to the Shliach Sheni. But if he says way in advance, of being might to the get, Mitachas Yoda, it wouldn't help. So that's Halacha. That's what we in Shulchan Aruch. They're Machmer. Not like the way it says in Tosis and Bav Metzia that calls Mansha Sukum Osulinyan is good. We machmir that it has to be Turke de Dibur before giving or Turke de Dibur after giving the get. According to the way most of the Rishonim learn the Gemara, Rashi and the Rambam learn the Gemara, they say if the woman is holding on to the get, so the get is made that it's kosher. She's holding on, that tefisa is balashdar, So you don't even need any b'fanei nechta. There's no need for b'fanei nechta. I mean, your kash is applying to the ravid. But the ravid says after the get is given, it's too late to say b'fanei nechta. You can only say b'shas nesim. You say, yes, and why can't she say it? Tech de dibra after giving the get. I don't know.
Isn't that what the Bira grows not during the Ravid Shita?
That what?
He says that, how does he explain the Gemara's Kasha there?
Yeah.
So he says that Bayish Shtiach, so if he gives it without saying Fanei Nechta, he can take it back and give it again.
Yeah.
And Isha, she has no one to give it back to. So she's not saying Shas Nesina, and that's why it's possible.
So he's asking, why can't she say Tech de dibra after receiving
the
get? Yeah, from the
Bira. Because he wants her to be a Shtiach Lailach until then.
No, that was the Gemara's answer. The Gemara first asks, means it was way after the husband gave it to her.
Yeah.
The Mishnah sounds like it was way after the husband gave it. Oish Atzma Meviyaz Gita means the husband gave her a get, and then she wants to remarry, so she surfaces a year after the husband gave her a get. So the Gemara asks, how can she say Befana Nechta if it's after Kedei Diba? That was the kasha, because the Mishnah is clear that it's not Tech Kedei Diba. Okay? Mishnah is clear that it's not Tech Kedei Diba. Yeah, this eitz, Ketzad Yase, take the get, let the Shlech Lalacha take the get and give it back. This is to satisfy whose opinion? What is accomplished by this? The Tosis discusses Ketzad Yase. So Tosis says, the last five lines. Aval acha hanisuin. Let's say the shliach didn't say b'fanei nechta. The woman is not allowed to remarry. She goes and she remarries, and 5 years later she has already three babies from the second husband. And Rameir says avlad mamza, the real mamzerim. So the shliach la'alocha is going to take, and she still is holding on to the get. So the shliach la'alocha is going to take the get and give it back to her, and from now on is okay. From now on she can live with the second husband. The first three babies will be mamzerim. And the rest of the babies will not be mamzerim. Or let's say she didn't have any babies yet. He gave her the get, and she's living with the husband already 3 months. And then they realize they forgot to say b'fanei nechta. So the isha will give the get back to the shliach la'alocha. He can identify the get. He has to have simanim to be able to identify. Otherwise, how does he know that it's the original get? The original get he was holding in his hand the whole time. The last 3 months he didn't see it. So that means he has simanim that he can identify. That's what the Rosh explains. So. What about after 3 months of being married, she doesn't have any children, no Vlad Mamza. So Rab Meir would say that she can give back the get to the shlich, and he'll say b'fanei nechta b'tech didi, but before after giving it a get, don't give it again. So Taisa says, not mestaber. Or the Rab Meir, Ketzad Yase Kodim Nisuin, before she remarries. Avalacha Nisuin, after she's already living with the second husband, Mistaber, they don't think that it's going to work. Tosfos Bava Metzia writes the same thing. Mistaber, that according to Rav Meir, ain't takona. It's not going to help. She should give the get back to the shlich, and she should give it again. Why? The cave in Avlad Mamzer, if she would have had a baby, the baby would have been a Mamzer. Because Rav Meir is so machmir. Mekain kol adrachim heilubo. And what is kol adrachim heilubo? What does that expression mean? Kol adrachim heilubo. That's an expression from Yevamos. Perikleisha Rabbah. It says that an edechod, a woman is married, the husband is missing, we don't know if he's alive or dead. We don't know where he is. And an edechod shows up and he says the husband is dead. So they were meiko. That was the din is edechod should not be believed. The same as Bible. So Mishumiguna Kila Berabam, the Gemara says we were meiko. It was a big machlekes, a big debate in the days of the Tanoim. And when they had Rabbi Kiva in prison, before the Romans killed him, before they tortured him to death, so he was in prison, and they had other Tanoim sneaking by the prison. The Mishnah describes, they had Tanoim sneaking by the prison, talking to Rabbi Kiva in code through the window, and they asked him what the din is. So tell him the din is it. He has a tradition from the Tanoim from the earlier generations that Eidechot is Neman Panei Spailo. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Tana went and told the other Tanoim. He has a tradition from Akiva who's in the prison that we pass an Eidechot is good by Meis Bailo. So the din is Eidechot is Neman by Meis Bailo. So the Mishnah says, what happens if the Eidechot is believed and the woman remarries and then the husband comes back alive? The Eidechot told a lie, the Eidechot made a mistake, and it turns out that the whole thing is incorrect. So the Mishnah says we have 13 penalties for the woman. Teitze mizeh mizeh. She has to get a divorce from the first husband. She's treated like an eishes eishes zinsa. And so it's asur labaylo. And teitze from the second husband, because kishem shasur labal, kach asur labaylo. So she has to get min ha-toyra, she only needs to get from the original husband. She's an eishes eish, ain't kidushin topsim with the second husband. So min ha-toyra, she doesn't need a get from the second husband. But mid rabbanan, kideisha liyomer eishes eish yotze beloi get. It looks... The Bezna allowed the woman to remarry, so it looks as if she is married to the second husband. So the mission says, Taitzim is Amizah, she needs a get from the Rishon and a get from the Sheni. That's the Shaila today. Let's say a woman was married by an Orthodox rabbi, and then the marriage falls apart, she gets a civil divorce, then she goes and she remarries a second husband. What do you mean remarries a second husband? In Kiddushin Topsin. So she goes to a Reform rabbi, the Reform rabbi performs a marriage. But according to the halacha, ain't kiddushin topsin. So then later on, she wants to get divorced from the second husband. She wants to marry a third husband. So she needs a get from the first husband. The third husband is a little religious. The woman becomes balas tshuva, whatever. So the third husband is a little bit religious. So he doesn't want to marry an eishes eish. So she needs a get from the first husband. She's married ben atar. Does she need a get from the second husband? Ain't kiddushin topsin. The Mishnah is talking about a case, the Mishnah Yivam is talking about a case where the Bezna Hitiru Abinasa, Bezna Paskin, you're allowed to marry. So when she marries the second husband, it looked like it was Behet Gomer. So there the Gemara says, Kadesha Layomer, she sees she heard beloy get, so you need a get from the second husband also, because it looks like she's married. But over here, what do you mean? A Reform rabbi performed a marriage? He didn't ask her whether she got a get. She got a civil divorce, Dina Machus Adina. And Shine, he allowed the woman to remarry because Dina Machus Adina. We accept the civil divorce. So that's a shayla. Do you need a get from the second husband or not? So Ramosha has a whole tshuva about this, halacha l'maisa. And the tshuva is all based on a tshuva by the Shar HaMishpat. Shar HaMishpat is a sefer on Chosh HaMishpat. By the Nari Bihud is Mechutin. So in addition to his sefer Shar HaMishpat, he wrote also Shadis HaTshuvas. So Ramosha quotes that Shadis HaTshuvas. And he deals with the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Beis Yosef quotes. The Beis Yosef talks about this. What if the woman just remarried, not with the Het Bezin, not the Bezin Hitirul in us. The woman was an Eishes Eish and just remarried. Do you stay in such a case? And she's living with the second husband. Do you stay Kadesh HaLiyam Eishes Eish Yotze B'lo Get? She needs a get from the second husband. Oh no, that's ridiculous. She's not an Eishes Eish. What does she need a get from the second husband? So that's a discussion and possible. So the Mishnah says over there, Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh. And you have a whole, and Eilu Ksuba Lo Mizeh V'Lo Mizeh. She forfeits the Ksuba from the first husband, from the second husband. Havlad Mamzer Mizeh Mizeh. The children from the second husband are Mamzer Min HaTorah. If she'll go back to live with the first husband, and she's not allowed to remarry the first husband. If she goes back and she remarries the first husband, so they made a penalty that the children are Mamzer. Why are the children Mamzer? Why? We treat her as if she's a Soita Asur Al Baila. She's Asur to the first husband because of a Soita. Soita Asur Al Baila doesn't make mamzeris. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, that Avlad from Chayvi Lavin is mamzer, the Gemara says Soita Labaila is an exception to the rule, just like Vlad Ben Anida. Ben Anida is an exception to the rule. The Choladeh is not a mamzer, that's in Yivam's Daf Mem Tes. So Soita Labaila also is for sure an exception to the rule, that the Vlad is not a mamzer. But over here, it's a mamzer midirabbanon. It's a mamzer midirabbanon. So it says, takes a mizeh mizeh, she needs to get from the first husband, from the second husband, and she loses the kubah from the first husband, from the second husband. Avlad mamzeh mizeh, said the first husband, the second husband, these are six penalties. She needs to get from the first husband, second husband, no kubah from the first husband, second husband, mamzeh from the first husband, second husband, and you can't be made from the nedarim. The first husband can't be made from the nedarim, second husband, that's another two, that's six, that's what's that, eight penalties. And then it says, ein la mizeinus, neither has to support her, v'lo balois, v'lo ksus. You add up all the penalties, kol ha-drach me'elu bo. And the Mishnah has various cases. So the first Mishnah lists off all the 13 penalties that we slap on her. Teitzim mizeh mizeh. And then when it repeats the din in all the other cases, it says, etc. Teitzim mizeh mizeh, etc. V'chol ha-drach me'elu bo. And all the other penalties that we list off in the opening Mishnah, in Isha Rabba, in the beginning of Perek Isha Rabba, all the penalties apply to the other cases as well. So that's what Tosfos says over here. According to Rab Meir, that called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Reis of Tikkun, Chmira Chachamim B'Divrayim, Mamish Gishol Torah, like the Gemara points out there in Bava Metzia, the Rab Meir holds that I treat her like an Eishes Ish Azinsa,
I say that she's an Eishes Isha Zinsa Midirabonim. So they say, Mistaber, Lacha Nesu, and Echtu, she's already living with the second husband. Mistaber de the Ramer, ain't Takon. It's not going to help if you're going to give the Shliach Lailoch, is going to take to get back and give it to the Isha again. Not going to have the cave, not Vlad Mamzer, if she would have had children. See, even though she didn't have children, but still I say, she's a Soita Su al Baila. Because I slap on her all of those penalties from over there. Ken Kol Adrach Meilupo, the Teitse Mizeh Umizeh. What do you mean, Teitse Mizeh Mizeh? She's a Soita Su al Abal. Basur ala bayil. So the first husband gave her a get that was good menator, but no good menirabbanon. So and then she's living with the second husband already. So we consider that like an eshes isha zinsa biratzon. She doesn't know. What is it her fault? She does. She never learned kitten. And her kailo, they never learned kitten. So what is she at fault over here? Why don't she treat it like an eshes isha nensa? Eshes isha zinsa bishagik. And the Gemara Yevamos asked the question. Mar says she should have asked the rabbi. She should have asked the competent rabbi. Am I allowed to remarry? And they tell her no, because the shliach la'ilocha didn't say b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. So since she was poshea a little bit, she should have asked the rabbi. So we treat her like an eshes isha zinsa b'ratzen. So we say teitzem yuzemizeh. She's a soita asur ala baal. She can't go back to the first husband. Asur ala boyol to the second husband. So it's not going to help if the shliach la'ilocha will take back the get, give it to her again. She's already asur ala boyol teitzem yuzemizeh. So that's what Taisa says. This, according to Rab Meir, Ketzah Yasa will only work Kodim HaNisuin. What do you mean Kodim HaNisuin? Nisuin does mean Nisuin. Nisuin means Bia. Before she's living, before she sleeps with the second one. Once she's living with the second husband, then it's already Asot Asur Labal, Asur Laboil. What? Yeah.
She was in front of her. Rabbis. They didn't know.
Nah, the Bezdin is too palabatim. You don't have to have learned in the Bezdin. This is like a Bezdin for Chalitza. They're not paskening any shot. Bezdin Chalitza is good hadyaitis. They don't have to have smicha. See, it was just a Bezdin for the Kiyam Ashtar. They're just here, he said before and after the Genuk. Here he didn't say before.
No, he
didn't. He didn't say before.
They would have said, what are you not saying? If they're
competent,
they would have said.
No. Then here the Meister Shoei was the Shlich Lailocha Kaim, and he gave me the get, and he says, easy get.
And he didn't go to
Bezdin. He would have gone to Bezdin, he would have said, before and after, the problem would have been solved. No, he never went to Bezdin. Yeah. Hacham Askin never went to Bezdin.
Or Bezdin that what didn't know.
They didn't know. So they said, it never required before and after.
How was the Shlich's work? The guest came and gave it back to the Shlich after he already, he thought he was going to give it back, and then he gave it to the woman, and he gave it much later.
Yeah. The Gemara later discusses that in Perek Hiskabel, in the sixth Perek. So the Gemara says, if the husband authorizes the shliach to give a get, and the shliach gave the get, but he didn't give it properly, so it's assumed that he can give the get the second time and the third time until he does it right. What? That's how the Gemara says when the husband authorizes the sefer to write a get. The husband authorizes the sefer to write a get. He only authorized him to write one get. So if the sefer wrote a get and then he lost it, so then he was never authorized to write a second get. But if the sefer wrote the first get and he wrote the wrong name, he has some kind of a psul. So the Gemara says it's self-understood that the husband authorized the sefer to write a kosher get. So he can write the get a second time. Say, also, you're right. The shliach can only give the get once, but he once correctly. If the first time he gave the get, he didn't do the trick. He didn't say b'fan anachtav. So he was not yet in kaim the shliachas properly.
So it's not like the Gemara is there about kosher and lesson like he would have found.
Yeah. Until he does it right. Until he does it correctly. Once he does it correctly, so then it's also shlichusam. So Taisa says, if you're like Rav Meir, Rav Meir is machmer, mamish like an eshes midrabbanon, kein derais, mamish like an eshes ish. So just like we'll declare avlad mamza, so we'll declare that the woman is a seit asur ala bal asur ala boil. It's not going to help. They have to nisun. Nisun means they're living together. During Eris, and they're not living together. Arus Asura Labaila. Nisuin means they are living together. Living together is a Saita Asura Labal. So Taisus says, the beginning of the Taisus, but Ketzad Yase would work according to the Rabbanon, the Rab Meir, even after Nisuin.
Ketzad pirish ketzad yaseh l'rabbanon, not like Rav Meir, shetinasei l'chatchila. If you give this get, and you didn't say before an echtav, she's not allowed to remarry. So let the shliach take it back and give it another time. Now she's allowed to marry. Shetinasei l'chatchila, oh, im nisis, if she already did get married, she's living with the second husband, so that's okay. It'll be shaloi teitzei. Really? Is that so? Shaloi teitzei. The Gemara there on Peivav, the Gemara there on Daf Peivav says, Shloshi gittin sun nisa vlad, Shloshi gittin sunan vim nisa vlad koshin. So the Gemara says, there are many psulim, there are many possible gittin. Means that these three gittin are only possible with the Rabbanon. So they're from Nisus Ablad Koshin. Why does it, these are the only three that are possible with the Rabbanon. There's a longer list of psulim with the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, no, these are the only three that are exactly like so. There are other psulim with the Rabbanon that are lower level, the other psulim with the Rabbanon that are mochom. These are in the middle. Gittin psulim, Nisus Ablad Koshin. So you have a get yoshan, the Gemara says, a get yoshan. So that's less. These three, you wouldn't say so this is Mohammed and the Get Yoshe. Then you have all the other Psulim de Rabbanon and Dafayin Tes. You have more Mishnayis. There are Psulim de Rabbanon that are Mohammed in this. What were they Mohammed? So the Gemara says over there by the Psulim de Rabbanon, Kosev Lushon Malchus Shein Hugenes, and this is Teitzei, and here it's Loi Teitzei. Here would be Loi Teitzei. Then the Gemara says, but that's a Machlokes Amaroyim. Would you say over here also Teitzei or Loi Teitzei? So the Gemara says, well, if both over here and over there on the Afayin Tes is Teitzei, so why does the Mishnah only say that there are three? Why does it say there are only three Psulim Derabbanan that are in limbo over here? There are more psulim there are bonon that are like this. So the Gemara says, the get yoshan, we went through this already, the get yoshan is a lower psul, not as chomer as this. In this garsha tinasi lechatchila. And this is in this garsha lo tinasi lechatchila. You have to do over the get. And why doesn't it list the others? The others are mochamer than this. Why is it mochamer? Because this one and this is lo teitzei, and those it's even teitzei. Ulaman the yoma, but there's a machlekes over here where they say teitzei or loy teitzei on amid base. Ulaman the yoma teitzei, if you hold it over here, is also teitzei, so it's exactly identical with all the cases on the afayin tes. So why is it only three? There are another couple of cases that you could add on. So Gemara says it must be the Mishnah's only Rav Meir, and the difference is avlad kosher. Here it's avlad kosher. In all other cases of psuli git midirabon, the vlad will be a mamzer midirabon. That's how the Gemara says. So how do we pass on halacha lemaisa? Do we pass on teitzei or loy teitzei? So that's a machlokes harishonim. So we had the rush. We looked in the rush when we learned the Gemara. We looked in the rush on Daf Peivav. So the Rambam paskins gimel gittin sulim that b'di'evid loy teitzei. It's against the whole Gemara. The Gemara came to the maskana that if this is teitzei, how does the Rambam paskin against the Gemara? So the rush quotes a tshuva from Rav Haigoin, I think. No, even though that's what it sounds like, the maskana of the maskana is that it's late teitzei. Sure. So the Rambam follows the Rav Haigoin's tshuva that it's late teitzei. And Taisvis over here in Shulchan Aruch, they point out Taisvis does not agree with that Rambam's psak. Taisvis doesn't have all these tshuvas from Rav Haigoin. So Taisvis says, Oim nisa shaloi teitzei. If you don't give the get over a second time, it's going to be teitzei. If you give the get a second time, it'll be shaloi teitzei. Taisa says we paskin all the time. The Rambam paskins all the cases that are midrabbanan. Not only daf peivav says loy teitzei, he says all the gitna daf ayin tes also loy teitzei, against the whole Gemara. The Gemara says the gitna psulim and ayin tes for sure is teitzei. The two opinions were on daf peivav whether this is teitzei or not. The Rambam paskin on everything loy teitzei. It's against the whole Gemara. Against the Rambam should have passed that everything should be teitzei. So that's what they point out. The Tosfos holds that everything is teitzei. But the question is, how do you translate the words teitzei? If this is teitzei, what does it mean? So we were translating when we started this Gemara, when we learned Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara quoted Gimel Gittin Sulam, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah Daf Peivah, when we're discussing that Gemara and Daf Peivah with the Sugya, so we explain Pashat Pshat that Teitzei means Kishem Shasur Al Abal Kach Asur Al Abal. So Teitzei would mean that after Nisuin means that they're living together, so I treat it like an Eshes Ish Zinza Beratzen, not B'shegig, and Teitzei she has to get divorced. So how is it going to help? Just like Teitzei says, according to Rav Meir, Uli Rav Meir, Keitzei Yatzit, Koidim Nisuin, Avalach, Nisuin, Mistab, the Ramein, Takona, Kim, Navlad, Mamzer, so all the 13 penalties apply. Kol HaDrach Me'elubo, quotation marks, the whole Mishnah from Yavamah supplies. And one of the 13 penalties is Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, we treat it like a Soit Asur Al Abal Masur Al Aboyel. So if the Din, Teitzei says over here, if the Din over here according to the Rabbanon is that Teitzei, when you didn't say before and after Teitzei means Asur Al Abal Masur Al Aboyel. So what does it help if you're going to, the Shliach is going to take it back and give it again? She's still going to be a Asur Al Aboyel. Just like they said according to Rav Meir, doesn't help. So how did Teitzei translate Teitzei? So Teitzei translated Teitzei differently. Not the way we said. Pasha Peshat is the way we said. Teitzei is based on Kishem Shasor La Bal Kach Hasor La Boil. We got the translation from that Mishnah Yevamos that Teitzei is quoting. Kol Adrach Me'el Abavit Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh. The Gemara says Teitzei is based on Kishem Shasor La Bal Kach Hasor La Boil. Teitzei doesn't learn like that. Teitzei learns Teitzei is a question. When you have a get that's possible in the Rabbanon, they say it's only possible L'chatchila, or it's even possible B'diyevit. He gave it a get. So let her not remarry. L'chatchila, she shouldn't remarry. But what if she went and she did remarry? So do you still require that the first husband has to still give her a get? Would you say Teitzei calls man, the first husband doesn't give her a get, she's not allowed to remarry by the second husband because she doesn't have a get. She doesn't have a kosher get with the Rabbanon. Would you say Loi Teitzei? So Teitzei says Teitzei, she needs another get, but she's not Asur Al Aboil Mitam Kishem Shasur Al Abal Kach Asur Al Aboil. So Teitzei says, if you hold, in this is Shalo Teitzei, the din is in this is Teitzei, but if you give the get again, then it'll be Loi Teitzei. So that's not the way we're interpreting. Teitzei's understanding Teitzei and Loi Teitzei differently. Loi Teitzei means that the yevah, the get is good the way it is, and you don't require a second get, period. She's allowed to remain with the second husband without a second get. And Teitzei means we don't allow her to remain with the second husband without a second get. You have to give a second get. But it's not going to be Kishem Sasuala Bal Kachasuala. So first of all, in Shulchan Aruch they point out that Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam, that all the Gittin Psulim are like Teitzei. All the Gittin Psulim, not only on Peivav, even on Dafayin Tes, everything B'di'evit is like Teitzei. And then they say, and Teitzei doesn't hold like that, Teitzei holds Teitzei. But then you see that's number one Heor. And Shulchan Aruch, they point, the Vilna Gaon points to that Teitzei does not agree with the Rambam. But then Teitzei has a different translation, different interpretation, totally different understanding of what the issue is, Teitzei Aloi Teitzei. Not that Teitzei means she's an Isser Asur Al Aboyo, once they're living together. Asur Al Aboyo, what is it going to help to give it again a second time? Still Asur Al Aboyo. The Teitzei understood the issue. Teitzei loy Teitzei. They say that B'di'evit, once she's nisses, you don't bother to have a second get. And no, even B'di'evit, you still need a second get. And once you have the second get, there's no problem. For sure there's no Issa L'boy. Teitzei assumes that since the Chachomim hold that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, because you're not Machman and Dinder Rabbanon, the same as on a Dinder Raisa. That's the Iker crux of the Machlek Zaman the Rabbanon. So since the Rabbanon hold the Vlad is not a Mamzer, so it doesn't make sense to say that she should be a Soit Asur Al Aboil. Rav Meir holds, since the Vlad Mistabed the Rav Meir Eit HaKon and Kevin the Savah Vlad Mamzer, Rav Meir holds the Vlad is a Mamzer, so of course there's going to be an Issa the Boil, a Soit Asur Al Aboil. But according to the Rabbanon who hold the Vlad is not a Mamzer, so it doesn't make sense that there should be an Issa the Boil either. It should be totally Zeb Zeb. That's an interesting assumption on the part of Taz. Where'd they get that from? Whether the Eishesh is Insa Asura Al Aboyel or not, Asura Al Abal, Asura Al Aboyel, that depends whether Havlad Mamzer. If you have such a weak issues that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, then it's not going to be Asura Al Aboyel. If the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer, means you consider it a stronger issues, then she'll be Asura Al Aboyel. That's also Gemara Yevamos. By Shemeres Yovim Shezinsa. Let's say the husband died, left no children, and she's not supposed to. So what's the din of a shemeres yavam shezinsa? She goes, she has an affair with someone else. She knows she's not allowed to. You know, she's kukas. Kuka means issues. But a shemeres yavam shezinsa is not chayv misa, not chayv karis. Zika is a miktsas issues. So what's the din if she's mezana? So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva holds a chayv lav and is by shemeres yavam shezinsa, there's no isa karis. It's a lav. The Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that he holds Chayvi Laban, is treated the same as Chayvi Krisis, then it's going to be Asur ala Baal, Asur ala Boil. Shemeres Yom Shezinsa, like an Eishes Shezinsa. But if you pass like the Chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva, the Chayvi Laban is not like Chayvi Krisis, and it's not Avlad Mamzes, and then it's not going to create the Nisa la Baal and the Nisa la Boil. So that's what Tosis is, something like that also. If you would have held like Reb Meir, if you would have passed like Reb Meir, that Avlad Mamzer, mean Ishus Midirabbanan, if you didn't say Befan and Echtav, she's still an Ishus Ish Midirabbanan. So an Ishus Midirabbanan is strong enough Ishus to make Mamzeris, so it's strong enough Ishus to create Asur al Abal, Asur al Abal. But since we don't pass like Reb Meir, so Tosis says, even if the din is Teitzei doesn't mean Asur al Abal. Teitzei just means, even B'riyeved, this get is no good. She still needs a second get. Once she'll get the second get from the first husband, once the shlich will do the Mesiris HaGet a second time, it won't say, Kishem Shasu Al Abal, Kach Asu Al Abal. Teitzei has a different understanding of Teitzei. The Pashe Pshat in Teitzei is not the way Teitzei says. Pashe Pshat is Teitzei, like they quoted the Mishnah in Yivam, is Teitzei Mizay Mizay, it's an Isa Labal and an Isa Labal. Okay. Good, we'll stop here. Tomorrow I have to leave early. Every day there's something else going on, so I'll have to give shiur about 10:15, believe that. Then I have to leave about 12 or so, 12:15. Okay.